Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Latin America Review. And today we're going to be talking about Brazil and these historic elections that we've just seen. And of course, today we are with Cassia Bechara of the National Director of the Landless Workers Movements, one of the principal social movements there in Brazil. Thank you for being with us today. And really, I think a lot of people around the world are wondering, how is Bolsonaro reacting to the election results? There have been, or rather the whole of the Bolsonaro family. A lot of people are worried that he doesn't want to accept the results, but what has been their initial reaction?
Hello to all. Thank you very much for inviting us. It's a very special moment for all Brazilians and for the world, I believe. Lula's election is something that I think the whole world was expecting, to see Brazil living under democracy again. So thank you very much for bringing this topic to the audience. So Bolsonaro took more than 45 hours to make a pronouncement about the results of the election. So yesterday, he made the first public announcement, which was a pathetic announcement of less than 2 minutes, but in his own way, accepting the defeat, accepting the results of the election, and allowing, let's say, his ministers to start the transition for the new government. So after 45 hours of expectations, he finally made the public announcement recognizing the results of the election. Exactly. We believe that he's very scared, actually, because for the first time in 30 years, he's going to lose his parliamentarian protection by law. So he's very scared because now he's going to have to face all the judicial persecutions that there is already against him.
And what about his supporters, the people who voted for him? We saw some protests by truckers, but how are they coming to terms with the defeat, or do they want to go to the streets?
They are going to the streets, but it's a very fragile mobilization. Just few people's doing roadblocks around Brazil, saying that, I mean, their main, what they are saying in the protest is like, we don't accept Lula as our president. But it's a very, very few people in many states of Brazil doing roadblocks. After Bolsonaro's pronouncement, today there are very few roadblocks which are still being blocked. But we don't believe that it's going to take too long, those protests.
Okay. And when we look at Lula's victory and his vote, what does this election tell us about where Lula's support is, where in the country he is strongest, where he is weakest, and you know, what sort of people voted for Lula? What was the class composition as well of Lula's support?
The poor. Yeah, definitely. Northeast of Brazil, which is one of the poorest areas of the country, is Lula. Basically, more than 60% of the votes in the Northeast went for Lula. The South, which has always been more conservative, which is more European colonized, and the part of Brazil, the center of Brazil, which is dominated by the agribusiness, is more pro-Bolsonaro. The good news is Minas Gerais. Minas Gerais, we can say that won the election for Lula, because Minas Gerais is a one of the biggest states in Brazil, and Lula won in Minas Gerais. So that's a very important element of this election.
And where was Bolsonaro's vote the strongest? Where did he do perhaps better, or where did this vote hold up?
In the south and in the agribusiness areas.
Excellent. And another worry I think some people have is if Lula will be able to govern, because his party does not have obviously a majority in the Congress. Will there be constant obstacles to put forward the policies that he promised in the elections? How do you see that going forward?
It's going to be a very difficult government. As you said, the parliament, the Congress, is very, very conservative. But we believe that Lula has a very strong capacity of negotiation. That's true. But it's going to be a very difficult government. And I believe that the main point will be the organization of the people. Our task now as people's movement, as social movements, are going to be keep organizing the people and mobilizing the people, because the people in the streets are going to be the main element to help Lula do what he needs to do.
Yeah, and what is some of that organization looking like? What are some of the most important social movements that want to work to guarantee Lula's government and to defend it in the case of attempts at a coup or attempts to destabilize?
See, during the whole election process, during this whole year in which the social movements, the unions worked for the campaigning, we put a lot of efforts in what we called the people's committees, right? So there was the organization of people in the territories. And during this period, we were able to organize more than 7,000 people's committees all over Brazil. And these, we believe, are going to be essential to keep organizing and mobilizing the people's committees, because they are instruments for people's participation, right? So we believe that these are going to be one of our main tasks, to keep organizing the people's committees so that the people can participate and pressure the government so that Lula can have more strength to do what he needs to do.
Excellent. And you're from the Landless Workers Movement, that's a campesino organization. What about in the cities, the workers' unions? Are they as well have the same commitment as the campesino sector?
Yeah, I believe there is a broad understanding in the Brazilian People's Front, which is a very broad front of more than 100 working class organizations in Brazil, that our main task now is to keep organizing and mobilizing the people. We, as a campesino peasants movement, will keep our struggle for agrarian reform, for the peasant agriculture. And one of the things that we said to Lula is, you have 100 years to tackle hunger. This is one of the main points that Lula needs to, as soon as he gets in the government, 1st of January, is starting measures to tackle hunger. Today we have more than 33 million people in Brazil who are facing hunger. So this is one of the things that we have been discussing with him. We already, together with other peasants and campesinos movements in Brazil, we have drafted an emergency plan to tackle hunger. And this is one of the things that we've been talking to President Lula.
And I understand the Landless Workers Movement also has some representation, some elected representatives. And what does the Congress look like as a whole? And what is the role of social movements there as well?
Yeah, for the first time, we decided to have our own candidates. We believe that it was a very important political decision for the landless movement, and we elected 7 out of 15 candidates, which is like almost 50% of our candidates were elected. And it's more than many of the parties, if you look at the percentage. And we have also elected a few governors, which are very strong defenders of agrarian reform. But if you look at the numbers of the Congress, in the Senate, Bolsonaro has elected 14 senators, and PT, 9. So if you look at the composition of the Congress, it is still very, very unfavorable for us. But we believe that the main point for our comrades who are elected, the MST comrades who are elected, is to make institutional politics in a different way, to show people that it is possible to do institutional politics in a different way, looking at the people, legislating with the people. And I think this is going to be our main challenge for our elected parliamentarians.
Absolutely. And so when, you know, with this upcoming legislature and government, what are some of Lula's main priorities? What are the first things he wants to bring forward, both in terms of local policy and perhaps in international affairs as well? What is the priorities?
I know that from what he said and what we've been discussing with the Labour Party, with the PT, and with him, I think the first measures is we need to revert a few setbacks that the Bolsonaro's government implemented, especially in regards to the environmental laws, labor laws, and presupuesto. How do you say that in English?
The budget.
And the budget. So those are three main things that he needs to work with the Congress to revert those setbacks, because Lula has been saying from now on it's zero deforestation in the Amazon. From now on, and to do what he needs to do, he needs to revert those laws that were passed during Bolsonaro's government. And for that, he will need to negotiate a lot with the Congress, because there are a lot of interests behind it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, lastly, to finish off, a lot of people have asked me about football in Brazil, Brazilian footballers during this election, and lots of footballers that, you know, the play abroad and which people like, and they're very sad to see them on social media, perhaps supporting Bolsonaro. We had the case of Neymar Jr., but also lots of other Brazilian players who did Bolsonaro. Do you think now that Lula was able to win, will Brazilians be able to sort of look past that and support the national team during the World Cup? Or are people going to forget about that? Or is there still a bit of anger about how so many did support Bolsonaro?
Good question. I can answer this question for myself. I won't go for Brazil. I hope some African selection will win this World Cup.
But I think there were some, the striker Richarlison, for example, he says he wants the Brazilian national shirt to no longer be politicized by the right. Do you think that's possible? But or do you think now it's become so associated with Bolsonaro?
No, I think that's already being disassociated with Bolsonaro. Like, we used a lot of the Brazilian flag and the Brazilian t-shirts in Lula's campaign, you know, to show that this is the Brazilian flag, it's not Bolsonaro's flag. He can't just, like, you know, take the flag for himself or for his project. So I think this has been dissociated already. But the political position of the players, I don't know if the people will forget so easily.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us today and letting us know a bit about what is going on, you know, and the work as well of the MST, the Movimiento Sin Tierra, the Landless Workers Movement. And here you go, Cassia Becerra, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. And let's keep the struggle. There is a lot still to fight to get that Lula can really make a good government.